This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Baseball superstar Barry Bonds has been indicted on charges of perjury and obstruction of justice. Bonds is accused of lying under oath to a federal grand jury investigating the use of steroids by elite athletes. Today's indictment comes 3 months after Bonds broke baseball's most hallowed record, becoming the top career home run hitter. NPR's Tom Goldman has been following the story. He joins us now. Tom, Bonds is accused of perjury and obstruction of justice in this steroids case. What are the details that are spelled out in that indictment?
Well, Michelle, the first thing is the perjury charge relates to when Barry Bonds allegedly lied when he said under oath back in 2003 that he didn't knowingly take banned steroids. He said he understood the substances he got from his trainer, Greg Anderson, were flaxseed oil and an arthritis balm. Now, the most striking evidence in the indictment, backing up the indictment, includes news of positive drug tests. And here's a quote from the indictment. During the criminal investigation, evidence was obtained, including positive tests for the presence of anabolic steroids and other performance-enhancing substances for Barry Bonds and other athletes. The indictment also Bonds was also reportedly charged with lying when he said Anderson never injected him with steroids.
Now, Tom, you have been following this investigation in the Balco steroids case for some time. Was this indictment expected?
You know, I don't really think it was, Michelle. It is a surprise. The grand jury term had expired at least once, and Greg Anderson, as I mentioned, his longtime trainer, was basically languishing in jail, refusing to testify against Bonds. And Bonds and his lawyers were almost defiant in their public statements, you know, saying, hey, if you've got evidence, bring it on and indict us. And today the grand jury did.
And put this indictment into some context for us, if you would. Barry Bonds had a heck of a season this year. He was the league's MVP several years in a row. I know he's not expected to return to the San Francisco Giants next year. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, at the end of this year, which was a tumultuous year, yes, he set the new home run record. He broke Hank Aaron's record, but it was a torturous trial for him because, you know, when he wasn't in San Francisco, he was roundly booed on the road and heckled. And at the end of the season, the Giants did not renew his contract. He's now looking for another team, although today's news might make that a bit tougher. This also comes right before release of a report by Senator George Mitchell on steroid use in baseball. That report is due out by the end of the year, and that's expected to name many players involved with banned drug use in recent years.
So, as for Barry Bonds, what happens next?
Well, what happens now is the legal process, it takes over here. He has an initial appearance before a U.S. magistrate judge on December 7th at 9:30 in the morning in San Francisco. The penalties for perjury are up to 5 years in prison. The penalties for obstruction of justice up to 10 years in prison. You know, we just don't know how this is going to play out right now. He's got some very savvy lawyers, and, you know, we'll see if this gets to trial or if something happens before then.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
That was NPR's Tom Goldman.